This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Well, what do you know? It's time for another hour, another edition of Auto World for many of you folks. And in this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking with the guy we always do at this very same time on the very same station that you're listening to, or if you're joining us online via various locales, but especially GCNLive.com. We welcome you with open hearts. Dan Watson is a certified lubrication specialist with more than 25 years of experience. He's one of the largest Hens Oil dealers in all of North America. So that includes both the United States as well as Canada. And the other thing I can tell you about Dan is he's constantly creating new materials for his website, thelubepage.com, and he has a tremendous amount of videos up on YouTube. But the thing that I like most about Dan is he is able to communicate in a very open and practical way. And the phone's ringing off the hook here. I'm ready for you, Dan. Your communication skills are bar none, and nobody can bring these tough questions back down into the level of myself and other folks. So if you'd like to dial up Dan, it's 855-660-4261. Or if you'd like to send him an email, it's Dan Watson at thelubepage.com, or Bob@BobLongRadio.com, or Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com. Before we get to a bunch of questions, anything on your mind that you'd like to discuss before we move over to getting those questions, Dan?
Well, just a short topic. You know, this this 0W16 oil that is now in the marketplace for some Toyotas, some Hondas, and I think soon to be some of the Japanese cars. We get questions about this. People are concerned about it, and they're trying to figure out really if this oil's, if it's just too thin for their cars, and what does it mean? We keep getting thinner oil, and how can this be practical? You know, especially for the, folks that would be my age, coming all the way from, 40, 50 weight oils all the way down to 16. I mean, that's a long path, okay? Now, it might just take a minute here and try to explain a little bit about this process, because to begin with, why would we use 40, 30, 16, 60? I mean, what really determines the viscosity of the oil that we're going to put through this internal combustion engine, and what is the manufacturer looking at for specifications that will provide the protection they need? Because they don't want to produce cars and put oil in them and then, 50,000 miles later, people are doing warranty issues because the vehicle's wearing out. So quite frankly, they're not going to be pushed into situations that would cause them to lose money. So why do they call for these different weights of oil? Well, all right, couple of things. In the world of lubrication, just straight-out lubrication, I think we'd probably be happy with never doing anything but 30 and 40-weight oil. Now, that would probably work well, will work well, would solve, be very good protection. The problem is that in these modern, really high-tech engines, we're trying to push and achieve greater and greater fuel economy. Government regulation, pushing to enhance the overall average mileage for the fleet of cars on our road, right? They call it the CAFE requirement. They got the same things in Japan. They have the same things in Europe. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're pushing these manufacturers to get better fuel economy. Well, how do they do all that? Well, they do it with better tires, have less road resistance. They do it with aerodynamics. They try to improve the aerodynamics of the vehicle so that it doesn't have all that drag going through the air. And then they try to make sure that we get the maximum transfer of energy out of the engine when we convert that fuel, that hydrocarbon fuel, into a mechanical energy coming out of that engine. We want to get the maximum efficiency we can, get the most energy we can to be transferred all the way till we get it to the wheels, and then we'll get the best fuel economy. Now, when we go to this 20 weight and then down to 16 weight oil, what we're trying to do is reduce a kind of a two things. One, your oil pump actually has to pump oil. Now, the oil pump connects many times to the distributor shaft in some cars, and in other cars it connects differently. But the point is, it's going to take horsepower or power right off the engine before anything is transferred out to the transmission. Right off the engine, it takes so much energy to turn that gear, called a gear pump, because it's got gears in it that actually pump the oil. And so it turns out that going from a 50 weight to a 30 weight will more than reduce the amount of energy it takes to turn that pump by 60-70%. If I drop it down further into a 20 or a 16, I'm down to about maybe 10 or 15% of the horsepower I draw off the engine to operate the oil pump that it would have been with a thicker oil. Wow. Now, the second thing is, when you get into the bearings, this gets down in the weeds a little, folks, so bear with me just a little. In the bearings, the thicker the oil is, the greater what they call hydraulic resistance is created inside the bearing. So it just means that thicker oil, the bearing has a little bit of more of what they call a hydraulic pressure it develops, which resists its movement, whereas the thinner the oil, the more easily it can actually spin. This is why when you have a drag car, they don't run 60 weight oils in a quarter mile drag car. They run 30 and sometimes they run 20. They run the thinnest oil that can protect the engine, because it will rev up faster and have less drag, internal drag, with a thinner oil. So we move to thinner oils to achieve greater fuel economy. Now, we're running out of time here in this first segment, but when we come back, I'll explain just for a minute what we have to do in the lubrication industry to try to make sure that thinner oil is actually going to protect the engine. Because it's one thing to get better fuel economy, but it's not worth it to get better fuel economy at the expense of much higher wear and shorter life of the engine. That is not a acceptable compromise, to shorten the life of the engine in order to get an extra mile per gallon out of it while you're driving it. So those are the factors that we're talking about, Bob. And I'll just take another minute or two when we come back after the break, because I do want to flush this out just a little bit about what the theory behind is, how we get by with thinner oil, and what's important to understand about that so that our folks out there can protect themselves if they're going to use this thinner oil and not get into a situation where it truly can't meet the requirements that it's supposed to in order to protect the engine.
Very good, Dan. We'll definitely look forward to your further explaining the situation to us on the other side of this upcoming break. We'll also tell everybody about, don't forget, the preferred customer buying opportunity that Dan is offering you. We'll take a pit stop for some important messages. When we come back on the other side, more with myself and Dan.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back. So much for joining us here today. Dan Watson is with us. He's our certified lubrication specialist. And if you're with us in the previous segment, Dan was telling us a little bit about 0W16 oil and also general viscosity recommendations for oil in general, and lots of interesting things that you brought up there, Dan. And certainly when you look at the car companies, you're absolutely right in your description of saying, you know, they're trying to wring every last horsepower drop out of the engine and every last mile per gallon drop out of the engine. So they might be going for these oils for those reasons, but what about when it comes to wear? That's to be told.
Well, and so how do we look at these oils from the industry standpoint and determine whether they will protect the vehicle? And they do that by a series of tests that they're not developed by the oil companies, but they are developed by the manufacturers. And then the oil company committee gets together with the manufacturers and says, okay, you've developed this test that's supposed to test piston ring wear, different kind of tests, and we're going to do this, and you're going to require that test as one of the tests for this new oil that we're coming out with, like API SN or SN plus rated, and the next one that's going to come after that. Okay, so they've got to coordinate with the manufacturers to make sure that everybody's satisfied that you will get the protection that is desired. Now, here's the tricky part. Once they make that certification, that they've got an oil that if it meets this particular spec, it should protect your car. So we go with that. Here's the problem you run into is that this 0W16 oil that comes out of the spec really from the Japanese manufacturers that is agreed to in the committee from Toyota and these guys of how they're going to work with GM and Ford and Chrysler and Mercedes and BMW and all, everybody's determining here in the United States what does this oil have to meet to protect our cars. And so what we end up with is, unfortunately, in America, we end up with a one-shoe-fits-all, and we say that, okay, we got it all crammed in here. If it meets API SN plus ratings, then it should protect your car. And they don't do that anywhere else. In Japan, they have some layers of protection, different levels, and in Europe, they have five different levels of certification. So the problem we run into here is that when you go down to this thin of an oil, you really have to make sure that you're buying oil that's not going to go crazy because of a little bit of temperature variation. In other words, it better be a synthetic that is stable and not one of these imposter synthetics, but a real synthetic that will actually do the job. So that's where I caution our listeners is that you need to make sure and do some homework on your 0W16 requirement, because quite frankly, if you can't really be sure you're getting a quality 0W16, stick with 0W20 until you can be confident that you're getting a high quality 0W16. Because there is no margin for error with 0W16. It's on the limit of being able to show protection as it is. And so if you get something that's a substandard oil that really has terrible ability to deal with temperature ranges, when that vehicle gets warm, it hasn't got very far to go before 0W16 is just gone. There's nothing left to protect. So you've got to be careful. Now, the different weights that different manufacturers call out for is with this very thing in mind. When you go to buy a Dodge Viper, okay, you're not going to be running 0W20 oil, okay? In fact, in some of these newer high-performance engines, they're back to 5W50, okay? And this is because there's a measurement made in these oils, which is called high temperature, high shear. And that is a measurement to see if you've got anything left in this oil under a high temperature, high RPM situation. That's a critical number. Well, they keep authorizing it to be lower and lower and lower for the thinner oils, all the way down to around 2.2 for these 0W16s, and it is as high as 4.6 in a good solid 40 weight oil. It may be 5.8 above 5.0 in a 50 and as high as a 6 something in a 50 weight, a 60 weight. So you can see that when we're talking about the ability to maintain protection under high performance conditions, I am really squeezing the performance level down to 2.2 on my high temperature, high shear test that's required for a 0W16. It's about 2.6 or 2.7 is the minimum for a 20 weight oil. So that's, you know, not tremendously higher, but it's much better than a 16. And then you go to the 3.2, 3.1 range for a 30 weight oil. So you can see what's going on here. We're getting down there to where if I get much of a viscosity loss due to a temperature change, I'm not even going to have that 2.2. I'm going to have 0.0. And when you have no viscosity left in the moving parts, it's instant wear. So I have to be very careful with these thin oils. And I just leave our listeners with this piece of advice. If you've got something that is down at that range, 0W20 even, or 0W16, I highly advise you with the 20 weight oils and the ones that are going thinner to just make sure, don't be so much concerned about if you pay an extra buck a quart, but you get the premium best oil you can in those weights, because they're good, just everything's going along, copacetic as they say, but anything happens to cause that engine to get in somewhat of an extreme condition, very hard for that 20 weight oil or that 16 weight oil to be still there protecting the engine. So you got to buy the highest quality synthetic you can buy in those grades of oil. If you go cheap on oil, you'll go cheap on an engine because it'll be gone. So be careful with that. I'm going to stop harping and leave it with that. And I'm going to tell
That's
you
great
that
advice.
In these lightweight oils, again, you've got to evaluate the synthetic company that's selling it to you, because everybody out there is not selling the same quality of oil. And I'm not trying to say this to harp that you need to run over and buy AMS oil synthetic. I'm just telling you, you make sure you spend a little time trying to make sure you're getting the best premium synthetic you can in these lightweight oils, because you'll be doing yourself a long-term favor for engine life and engine protection if anything happens that's unexpected, like blowing a hole in a radiator hose or anything else. You'd rather that you get through that without the engine seizing because you're running some substandard oil.
So true, Dan. And when we come back on the other side, we'll tell everybody about the preferred customer discount buying opportunity that you're offering Auto World listeners. All that and lots more. We got a bunch of questions. We'll try and get through those as quickly as possible, and we have room for yours as well. Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Republican Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri blamed the House of Representatives for presenting a partial case of impeachment against the president and expecting the Senate to collect more information to bolster their charges.
I think it's a mistake to take this lightly or to act like you can send a half-baked case over to the Senate and then it's the Senate's job to try to figure out how to do what you didn't do.
Senator Blunt was on Face the Nation. The House approved two articles of impeachment charging Trump with abuse of power and obstruction of Congress last week. The articles have not yet been transmitted to the Senate amid concerns by Speaker Nancy Pelosi that the GOP-controlled upper chamber will not conduct a fair trial. With the White House and Senate currently on a two-week break for the holidays, the articles won't likely be sent to the Senate until at least mid-January. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Jay Leno gets along these days, testing some of the new vehicles. I know he did a piece on both the Corvette convertible for 2020 and the Corvette coupe for 2020, and just recently put up one on Ford's ultimate performance Mustang, the Shelby GT500 Mustang with 760 horsepower. We're talking with Dan Watson, as we always do in this hour of the broadcast, and Dan has been giving us lots of recommendations for engine oil in general in the area of viscosity. But before we jump into the questions, Dan, why don't we remind folks about the preferred customer discount buying opportunity?
Well, what I have been doing for a while, and I've had a number of people take advantage of it, is offering what's called a preferred customer membership. This is called a trial membership for 6 months on me, free. You just have to contact me to get it. You can't go straight to AMSOIL or they'll charge you the regular membership fee, but I'm willing to spot you that membership fee and let you take advantage of this program, which gives you about 30% off of the prices you'll see when you go to the internet store at AMSOIL and look at the prices, the regular retail prices. So you can't beat the price, and if you order $100 or more of AMSOIL in your order, they're going to ship it to you freight free, no shipping charge. So it's a bona fide good deal. Gives you a chance to try out these AMSOIL products and see if they work as well as I tell you that they work. And the other thing about this is it's a nice thing to have, because if you decide after 6 months, well, I don't really buy enough to make it worthwhile to pay the annual fee, which is $20 for the annual fee, then you say, well, I tried it, I'm not going to renew it. Well, for trying it, AMSOIL will list you then as what they call a save 10 customer, meaning that every time you order from them in the future, you'll get a 10% discount for having tried the preferred customer program. There's just nothing about this program that would be a negative. You get to try it, see if you like it. If you don't like it, you still like the product, you'll get a 10% discount on future orders. If you like it and you renew it, you're going to continue to get the larger discount. It's all up to you, but hey, it's an opportunity to try it on my buck and see if you like it.
Yeah, what a great opportunity and a no-lose opportunity. Thank you, Dan, so much for offering that for our Auto World radio listeners. Let's go to Jamie.
Well, Bob, before you go to that first question, just tell me how they got 760 horsepower. I got to know. That's so much horsepower, I can't even really believe it. What size engine and what did they do to that thing?
Yeah, it's not that big of an engine. It's 5.2 liters, and it's also offered in another one of the Ford Shelby Mustangs, the Shelby GT350, and also has a racing version you can buy for the street, too, called the 350R. And that Voodoo engine in that particular configuration uses a flat plane crankshaft, which gives the vehicle a tremendous amount of ability. This is an 8-cylinder vehicle, 5.2 liters in size, and it will rev to 6,000 to 8,000 RPM with that flat plane crankshaft. Now, to go with creating the most powerful Mustang they've ever gone with, they went back to the Voodoo engine, but they swapped out the crankshaft. They didn't put that high rev crankshaft in it. They put a more traditional camshaft, and then they mounted a big supercharger on the top of the engine, and it is putting out 760 horsepower, and the only transmission available first time in a Mustang is a dual clutch transmission, a DSG gearbox, so no manual transmissions.
I can't imagine what size tires you have to put on the back just so they won't break loose when you're just trying to start off lightly at the stop sign, you know? Just so much power, my God. Well, okay, I just wanted to hear how they did that because you got my interest when you said 760 horsepower. So, hey, I'll say one thing for that 760 horsepower. I'll bet you they're using a 5W50 full synthetic engine oil in there for protection. So, anyway.
Absolutely.
Let's do some questions, see if we can get through some of them.
Okay, Jamie in Atlanta, Georgia wrote us a note. He says, I have some restored muscle cars from the 60s and the 70s. All these have solid lifters. I'm supposed to, I know, to look for high oils in zinc and phosphorus. But how do you know the levels in the oil you find in any auto parts store? Very good question.
It's a good question because the answer is you probably won't know. And it'll be very hard for you to figure that out because a lot of times with those standard oils in auto parts stores, you can never figure out that and find it. And it's even hard unless you really want to do a little research. So here's what I would suggest. It's an easy thing to do. You can email me at danwatson@thelubepage.com and just ask me for recommendation of levels of zinc and phosphorus that you can find. There's some special oils made from AMSOIL, for they call them Z-rod oils, just means that the hot rod oils made for the muscle cars, and they're around 1,300 parts per million zinc and phosphorus, and we can give you information on that. But it's very hard unless you order specialized oils for these cars. If you're looking for the standard oils that are in the marketplace today, they can't be that high because it would violate the EPA's requirement for them to be SN plus rated. The maximum they could be under that system is about 800 parts per million for zinc and phosphorus. So you can't buy one normal. You have to go looking for specialty oils for these cars if you want to get the high zinc and phosphorus levels. It's just that simple. I'm not telling you the only place you can get them is from Amazon. I wouldn't tell you that. But I would tell you that it's easy to get the information from me on exactly what you're getting when you are looking for oil for these particular vehicles. The other thing you want to look for in these type of cars usually is something with a better rust and corrosion inhibitors, because a lot of these cars are show cars. They don't get driven as much. You want to make sure you're protecting all the metal parts inside that engine to the very best you can with a good rust preventative type oil that's designed for that application. So that's the best I can tell you, is you're not going to find much on the oils in the auto parts store. You have to go online looking for high zinc and phosphorus oils. You'll find some other manufacturers. You look for those things, or you can just simply email me, or, as I said before, or call me at 800-370-2986, and we'll see what we can do for you.
Yeah, Jamie, I would definitely you get in touch with Dan, because he's got the knowledge and the information that you need to hear. And you've got those restored muscle cars from the 60s and 70s, and they're doing well now. Don't make the mistake of putting a bad oil product in it that could really mess things up. Carl in Pennsylvania writes, I have a repair shop and want to offer AMSOIL products. What's the best way to do this?
Well, as we say in the South, bless his heart. They're wanting to sell AMSOIL products. Listen, AMSOIL has a factory direct program where you go and your account is set factory direct with AMSOIL, and then you'll have a dealer like myself who's the servicing dealer of that account. And I'd recommend you go through me for that, because I have 100 of these guys like this, and they're all doing well. I know exactly how to set it up and exactly what they need to do well.
Terrific. We'll take a quick time out for some important messages, and then more with Dan Watson from thelubepage.com straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 living gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars were shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. All of a sudden in the world.
The next question here, Bob, is having some technical difficulties for just a moment, but we'll carry on and answer some of these questions. He'll be back in just a minute or two. This is live radio. You just have to understand it, okay? We have a question from Bill in Idaho, and Bill says, I see new diesel engines requiring 5 W30 motor oil. For years, diesel engines have required 40-weight oils. He says, will these thinner oils protect the engine? I understand his concern there. He must be about my age anyway. And let's first get back to why diesel engines required 40-weight oil for years. It's called leaking injectors. You didn't need a 40-weight oil to actually provide the lubrication protection that we need in that diesel engine. But the problem was is that the injectors were notorious for leaking diesel fuel. And if they leak diesel fuel and you get too much diesel fuel into the oil, you're going to thin the viscosity of the oil. Okay. So the manufacturers decided, hey, if I put a 40-weight oil in there and we get some leakage and we make it so that anytime you have more than 5% fuel dilution, actually, depending upon who you read, it could be anywhere from 3 to 5%, then we're going to call that a condemnation level, and we're going to say, hey, if you get to that level of diesel fuel in the oil, then you have to change the oil and go again. And the idea here was that if you started to exceed that much diesel in the engine oil, then in fact what would happen is you could be thinning the oil down approaching the 30 weight and dropping maybe even further. So that was the concern. Now today, these super incredible injectors that we have in these diesel engines are, I mean, they are really space age components. And so not so much concerned with direct leakage from an injector into the engine oil. So that's not as much of a concern. These are reliable injectors. They're much more expensive and they're much more sophisticated, but they're much more reliable as far as just leaking raw diesel into the engine. So the need to stay at a 40 weight has been gradually moving away from it because, just like we discussed earlier in the show, if I drop from a 40 down to a 30, I will get better fuel economy. And if that 30 weight oil was the protection I needed all along, and my fear was that the dilution from the fuel was going to thin my oil, and I was trying to make sure even in its thinned condition, it would at least be a 30 weight oil, then I am in fact providing that same 30 weight oil protection now. Yeah. Okay, I can still hear you talking to me. So, if Bob, I think, is coming back, folks. So, anyway.
I have.
He has come back. So, getting on with this, the idea always was that I needed at least a 30-weight oil for protection of my diesel. But I called out a 40-weight oil because I was fearful of diesel contamination of my fuel contamination of the oil, which would thin it. I was trying to make sure it would stay at least a 30-weight oil. So, and to answer Bill's question just straight out, yeah, that 30-weight oils will give you protection in these modern diesel engines because the injectors are so much more reliable not to leak fuel directly into the engine and thin the oil. So that's the reason, Bill, that we can use 30-weight oils, and they will give you better fuel economy. And you're in Idaho, so certainly being able to use a 5W30 motor oil or 10W30, but 5W30 in particular in the colder winter will be quite a pleasant change for you from having to stick with the 40 weight oil. So that was the question from Bill in Idaho. Bob, now that you've made the technical reconnection, so we'll continue on from there.
All right, sounds great, Dan. And why don't we see if, by the way, anytime if you want to send questions to myself, it's probably best to shoot it to Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com, or anytime you want to send a question over to Dan, feel free, and you can get a hold of Dan at DanWatson@theLubePage.com. And let's get into more of these questions.
Yeah, I think we're ready for question number 4, I believe.
Yeah, let's get rid of this. My computer decides to give me trouble. Number 4 is from Jack in Key West. I've never been to Key West, but it is in Florida. I was visiting my uncle in Arkansas and heard you on the radio. How do you like that?
That's good.
You're not on the radio in Key West. How can we hear the show? Ooh, I like this question.
I want you to answer it because you know all the ways.
Well, the best thing you can do, I used to be on a station in Key West, it was in Marathon, Florida, WFFG. That was many, many years ago. But the best thing you can do is call your local radio station and request Auto World. Say you were traveling and you heard this radio programs that you liked. It's an automotive show. It's been on the air for more than 20 years, and I know it's a barter show, so there's no money exchange between the broadcaster, Dan, and myself, and the station. So anytime, if you'd like to help us get on some stations, the best thing you can do, folks, is to call that station and ask for the person in charge of programming, because a lot of it is going to depend on where you're calling. Some places, they will have a program director or an operations director who handles the programming. Some other stations will have a general manager who handles everything. And in some stations, you have both the general manager and a program director and an owner. And sometimes the owner is the best one to get, because he's probably an old-school radio guy and is very much interested in pleasing his local listeners. So I would love to be on in Key West, and we're working very hard right now to get on. It's there's a man, they call it Man Talk Radio, here in the greater Orlando area. And right now they're running Jacksonville Jaguar football. And I don't know what they're running after that, but I told the guy, you know, we would be natural to fold out of those programs. That's one of the reasons why, years ago, I created the show on Sunday evenings. It was a great program to come out of baseball play-by-play or a football game. It was a really good fit. But we'll continue to work on those guys. They've got bosses up in New Jersey and bosses in other parts of the country. And it's not just one guy you're dealing with, but you're dealing with three or four. But get us on in Key West, Jack, please. That would be great. You can just give him my email address, bob@autoworldradio.com, or I'll give you my cell phone, 508-231-4677. Dan Watson, thank you, my friend.
Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.